From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS in Ramadi ready to fall. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters on Wednesday, where they are trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the ISIS so-called caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred ISIS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. This is U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve.
As the pressure builds, it stands to reason that the civilian population will soon realize that the end is near and be a little bit less fearful of ISIL's ability to hold them.
Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in just a few days. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. Mr. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister will look into lawmakers' claims that the U.S. officials prevented the family from flying to Disneyland for a planned holiday. Stella Creasy, a member of British Parliament, told British newspapers that she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry to the U.S. with no reason given. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report Wednesday saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. Amnesty Middle East and North Africa program director Philip Luther said such attacks may amount to war crimes. This is VOA News. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia police accuse Mr. Khodorkovsky, who's now based in London, of ordering the killing of the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Mr. Khodorkovsky denies the charges, saying that it's in response to his pro-democracy work. Representatives of the rebels and the government of South Sudan have held their first meeting aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The two sides met in the capital of Juba in the hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. The war has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million from their homes. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants on Sunday actually killed about 70 civilians. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. Those who escaped said that when they returned the following day, they found about the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. All of the 150 people with suspected cases of Ebola in Liberia's most recent outbreak have been declared negative and reintegrated with their problem into the community. Prince Collins reports from near Monrovia. It is a stark change from last year when fear, lack of education, and community resistance left survivors and victims' contacts ostracized.
38-year-old Sebastian Dean and his family were among the more than 150 people who were quarantined for 21 days after having come into contact with a 15-year-old boy, Nathan Gbotu, who died from Ebola last month. They were released from the quarantine center on December 11. Despite initial fears of stigma, Dean says his family was welcomed back into the community.
And today we are all living happily.
For a long time, many survivors and the families of victims were shunned and ostracized due to fear of the virus. But now things have begun to change. Prince Collins for VOA News, Monrovia.
Liberia is now counting down a 42-day incubation period in order to be declared Ebola-free for a third time. Rescue workers frantically pulling a young migrant worker today from the rubble, rescued alive from a massive landslide that wiped out an industrial park in southern China on Sunday. Authorities say 19-year-old Tian Zeming was rescued early Wednesday morning at the industrial park in the economic powerhouse of Shenzhen, Guangdong province, and taken to a nearby hospital where he's in stable condition after undergoing surgery for various injuries. Rescue crews also pulled out another body that was later pronounced dead. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.